חוף גימול הדעת, חוף שם פי ה', רב יוסף קרונפלד שליט"א.
Mind, I'm still on to last week's cetera. Still Sunday, so I want to bring out a point from a pasuk. The pasuk says the following: "Vayomer Moshe b'nei Yisrael, Re'u Korah Hashem b'shem, b'tzalel ben Uri ben Chol Mate Yehuda." So there's a superfluous word here: Re'u. Vayomer Moshe b'nei Yisrael, Re'u. What it had to say was, "Vayomer Moshe b'nei Yisrael, Korah Hashem b'shem, b'tzalel ben Uri ben Chol." What's this extra word, "Re'u"? So for that, we have to go back to Parshat Kisiso, where there's a very similar pasuk, "Re'ei, Korasi b'shem, b'tzalel ben Uri ben Chol, and Mata Yehuda." And it's the Ramban who comments and observes this extra word, "Re'ei." What is this "Re'ei"? Look or see. So he makes a wonderful deal, a really superb observation. He says, what was Bezalel called upon to do? He had to lead the construction of the Mishkan. The Mishkan was an incredibly complex, structure, project, very complex project. And in Bezalel, you had to find the following skills. You had to be a goldsmith, a silversmith, a diamond cutter, a carpenter, a weaver, an embroiderer. All these are artisan skills.
But not a spinner. The women did that.
Yes, thank you. But all the rest, says the Ramban, that's unbelievable. Even to find one of those skills in one person, that's what an artisan is. He's skillful in the particular trade which he has worked upon and trained for. But to find all these skills in one person is quite incredible. And not only that, says the Ramban, where are...
You'll be 13 years old as well.
What? Excuse me, when you get to my age, things begin to happen here. Yeah, I know you are, but you were talking and I was listening. Yes, maybe if you can hear me, that's very good. Good for you. You understand what I'm getting at. Says the Ramban, this is quite incredible to find all those skills in one person. He says, and where do you think he got them from? You know, you talk about coarse hands. We talk about the skills of coarse hands who have been enslaved by the Egyptians making bricks. Do you know you need refined fingers for all these skills? To find them all in one, not only that. Lachshev cheshbonos, what's it called? Lachshev machshavos. As Chazal say, letzarif es kol ha'osios, to understand the chochmas elokus. That's all. So that was he had that as well. And all that was combined in him. Says the Ramban.
Another thing, you must remember, everything had to be made. To within a hairbreadth.
You're right.
Otherwise, the whole thing wouldn't work.
You're right. Thank you. You're helping me.
It wouldn't work.
You could
I'm not talking about. No, you're right. Modern machinery.
You're right. You're right.
Unbelievable.
You're right. You're doing beautifully. Sister Ramban, that's Ra'e. Contemplate, says Ramban. Where does that come from? That can only be supernatural. That can only be a gift which Rabbeinu Shlaim bestowed upon Bezalel and all those who helped him. That was a special gift. None of them were trained for any of these artisan skills. And to have it all combined into one person with a Chochmas HaLakus, if you're an artisan, you're not a Kopshtik. Usually they don't go together. So if you get all these combined, that's the Ra'e. In other words, what he's saying is it's really a nes nista. We talked about this last time I spoke here. The purpose of creation is to find the Ribbono Shel Olam within nature. So you could say, well, these things can happen, maybe can happen, but you know, think about it, says the Ramban. Where were those skills being used? If you're a contemplator, you say the skills were being used for the Mishkan Hashem. The skills were being used for the Ribbono Shel Olam's Mishkan, which is a Tachlis HaBriyah. This is another Ramban in Parshas Truma. Ramban takes note that the Mishkan, it's tremendous, the Mishkan was a walking Ma'amad HaSinai. The Mishkan was the replica of Ma'amad HaSinai, which moved together with Klal Yisrael. So Ma'amad HaSinai was Kvod Hashem Moleh Esa Mishkan. It was Kvod Hashem Moleh Alahom. He picks up all the similarities which the Mishkan had to Ma'amad HaSinai. Vazor HaKorav Yumos. No one was allowed to go anywhere near the mountain. No one was allowed to touch the mountain. But in the Mishkan, Vazor HaKorav Yumos. If you're a Zohar, you can't go into the Mishkan. You can't do the Avodah. So there are many, many similarities with the Mishkan and Ma'amad HaSinai. And it says that the Mishkan is a walking Ma'amad HaSinai. So now, if you're a, if you contemplate, and you think to yourself, how did Bezalel manage to combine all these together? The answer is he needed it for the Mishkan. There must be that it was a gift that Ribbono Shel Olam bestowed upon him for this purpose. That's one pshat in the Ramban. Ra'e, contemplate. In fact, he says it's the same Ra'e as we see in Su'u, the famous pasuk. Su'u einaychem morei, or Ra'u Mibora Eila. You can look up in the skies, you can look around in nature and take no notice of it. You know, you see it every day, so you take no notice of it. But if you think and you contemplate and you begin to look and you think a little bit deeper, you realize that there's a Ribbono Shel Olam behind it. But it takes a ra'u, it takes a contemplation. Nature, as we said in the last year, if you remember, what is nature? Nature repeats itself, you get used to it, and therefore you don't take any notice of it. Something which is, that's what he called natural. What is natural? The word natural, where does that come from? It's natural.
Yes.
What does that mean? It's expected. Yes. So anything that is expected, you don't take any notice of it because it's expected. But if it's unexpected, then you suddenly call it a miracle. Then you take notice of it. The Ra'e is to see the Ribbono Shel Olam in that which is expected. That's the Tachlis of the Bria. But the Ramban now says another pshat, very interesting, a second pshat in Ra'e. He brings a medrash in Shemois Rabbah, which says the following: HaKadosh Baruch Hu hevi loy sifrei shel Odom harishon, vehera loy kol hadoyres, shehein asidim la'amod mibreishis atchias hameisim, doyer vedoyer umalochov. Doer v'doer umanhigov, doer v'doer onaviyov. He showed him, he brought him a book of all the doers from Adam Arishon onwards. At chias hamesim, omalai kol echad v'echad hiskantif me'oise shor v'chein Bezalel me'oise shor hiskantif have re'e korosi b'shem Bezalel. The Ra'e is the second, this is the second pshat of the Ramban. The Ra'e here means, have a look, come, I'm going to show you the book. First one was Ra'e, contemplate. Trach. The second ray is come, have a look. Here's a book, Keilu, Hamyoto. It's a book of all the doiras from Odom Arishna Tchir Samesim. And it says, Korosi B'Shem. Korosi B'Shem is in the past tense. I already called out Betzalel by name from my separation. Korosi is in the long ago. Long ago, Betzalel was destined and predetermined to have these skills. Because that was his tachlis in the world. Karossi. The Rambam brings another psukim. Yehu koire hadoiris miroish, v'terem etzrom v'beten yodaticho, v'terem teitze mirechem hikdashticho. Long ago in the rechem, you were already predetermined and predestined to have this outcome. It's all worked out by the Ribbono Shel Olam from the beginning. So it's a slightly different understanding of the pshat. The first one is re'e, contemplate. Contemplate. Now if you contemplate, you look at Betzalel, you say, wow, this obviously was a gift from the Ribbono Shel Olam. The Ribbono Shel Olam gave him this gift. It couldn't have come from Zichalayim. You couldn't have had all these skills in one person with the ruchnistic skills of doing the Chochmas Elokus and all the kavonas which it needs to make a Mishkan. That's the first pshat in re'e. It's a special gift given to Betzalel from the Ribbono Shel Olam. The second re'e is that you should realize that this gift was predestined. That is his tachlis. And that was preordained for him from my separations that Betzalel should have this tachlis in life. It's a slightly different connotation. Do you hear the difference? One is that you should contemplate and see that this was a gift from the Ribbono Shel Olam. The Ribbono Shel Olam gave him a gift. He had these skills, which he wouldn't have had in Egypt. He was given the skills. The second thing is, those skills were predetermined, because that's his tachlis in life. His whole purpose in his creation was to build a Mishkan. That's what he was born for. That's what his tachlis is for. Herodot, the Ribbono Shel Olam took out the book and showed Moshe Rabbeinu from Doya Doya Lemalochov, Doya Doya Manhigov. Right from the beginning, these people are predetermined. Unless you think that this is a preordination, only applies to Doy Doy Umalochov, Doy Doy Umanhigov, or Doy Dov Unviov, but we ordinary mortals, who are we? So I'll tell you. Now, a fascinating medrash. So, Medrash Tanchuma. The medrash says the following: Omer Rabbi Yochanan, "May dechsev oise gedoylois ad ein cheke, v'niflois ad ein mispo." We say this every day.
Every night.
Every night. Thank you. Good.
Sorry.
Good. No, that must be correct. It must say correctly. Oysa gedoylos ad ein cheke, v'niflois ad ein mispo. Where's the depth? What's the depth which we're talking about? Teide lecho. Shekol hanashomis shehoyim in odom harishin v'sheyiyu at seif kol ha'oilon kulom nivru b'sheishis imei v'reishis v'kulom begat Eden v'kulom hayu b'matan toiro Shenema ki es asher yesh nepoi imono hayoyim oymid hayoyim ve'es asher einenu poi imono hayoyim. We were all there b'shas matan toiro, and all the neshamas were there before b'riyas ha'olam. Uma she'oma oise gedoylos ad ein cheke elu gedoylos she'oise HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'yetziras havlad. B'shor shebo odom l'shamish imishtoi, roim is HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'malach hamamuna al haharoye. Baruch Hashem is m'ramis to the malach who's in charge of conception. U'shmoi loylo, that's his name. V'HaKadosh Baruch Hu oimelo, da, shezu halayla noitze odom mizera ploini, da lecho v'yishoma b'zu hatipo, That's already the Sholish Meis Vishishim Chamisha. That's already beyond us. Chalokim. Don't know what that means. Rois Leichem. Miad Noitel Biyada Mevil Ifnei Misha Maroi Oilem. Va'im Lefonav. Asisha Kha Ashes Visoni. V'tilpazu Mat Hei Nigzoleh. Who's this child going to be? What's his future? Miyad HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes al tipa ma yehe b'sofa. Im zocher im nekeva. Will it be a boy or a girl? Im cholosh or gibbay. Will it be weak or will it be strong? Im oni im osher. Will it be poor or rich? Im kotza or oris. Small or short. Chor noya. Handsome or not. Of a duck. Im bozo yigas. V'chein goes al kol koi roisov. Al kol koi roisov. And all that happens to this person is nigza from the very beginning, from the moment of his conception. Avalim tzaddik im rosho loy. When he's going to be a tzaddik or rosho, that the Rebbeinu Shlomo is not goyzer. El adover hu noisne biyodishe le'odom bilvad. That's your decision. Shneema re'ei, another re'ei, nosati lefonecha yoy mesachayim vesatoy vesamoves vesoro. And it goes on and on and on. In other words, every single one of us are, in a way, predetermined, besides our Yerushalayim, which is in our hands, but our situation, what's the word I'm looking for? I need another. Our frame of reference. In what kind of society we were born? What kind? Will we be Osher? Will we be Odi? What will be our surroundings? What kind of a world we will be plonked into. All these are predetermined.
Chochom and Tipesh also? We didn't mention that.
Didn't say that.
Yeah,
doesn't say that. Don't know. Doesn't say that. No.
Where does that come in?
Yeah.
Is that preordained?
Or? It must be. I mean, it must be. Yes. I mean, there's some people who are absolutely born brilliant.
Brilliant.
There's some people who are born absolutely brilliant, got this fantastic clef, and there are others who aren't born so brilliant. And that is the circumstances which the Rabbi Shalom has. He's given you this set of. Give me a word.
Framework.
He's given you a framework within which you have to work. This is your life, this is your framework, this is where you will live, this is where you will die, this is where you will grow up. And you have to use the tools which are given to you, which were predetermined and preordained. And all the skills which are given to you and to nobody else. Generally speaking, each person has a role to play within his or her frame of reference. And this has ramifications, which is amplified by another Medrash Tanchuma, another pasuk. Ma shehoyo kva nikra shemoi v'noida ashehu odom v'lo yuchal lodin im shetakif mimenu. The literal meaning is what has been was already named, and it is no. I'm giving you the literal translation here. What has been was already named, and it is known that he is but a man. He cannot contend with one who is mightier than he. Rashi learns that, talk about however famous a person is, this is Rashi, however famous a person is, at the end of the day, he's going to land up as dust, he's going to die. He can be as famous as can be, but he's no different from anybody else at the end of the day. In other words, even though Kvar Nikro Shemoi, that was the first part of the apostle, Mashahoy Kvanik Shema, he was famous. But Noid Asher Odom, at the end of the day, he's only a man. But La Yuchal Lodin im Shetakif Men, he can't grapple with a Malach HaMoritz. That's how Rashi learns. However famous you are, you're going to end up in the grave like anybody else. But the Sipurno and even Ezra are differently. This is Nagea to our discussion here. Says the Sipurno that it means. Kvar Nikra Shemoi means that his situation is predetermined. Kvar Nikra Shemoi, you can do nothing about it. You will be born into this frame of reference, this set of circumstances, and you're going to have to work within this framework. Kvarnikro Shemoi, Venoida Ashahu Odom, and he it, and it's known what his what he is. He's a, is he an Oshe? Is he an Oni? He can't fight against God. Again, what's the word? Venoida Ashahu Odom. You can't loden shetakif mimenu. You can't fight against God and change your predetermined situation. Did you hear this? It's very, very important. You can't fight against God. This is the frame of reference which you have been born into, and you have to work within that frame of reference. Says the Ibn Ezra, don't try and be somebody else. He adds this nakuda. This pasuk is telling you, don't try and be somebody else. You have the skills which the Rabbi Yisrael has given you. That is you. And you have to work for the Rabbi Yisrael within that framework. Don't try and be somebody else. Now, if you were born a doctor, you see these fantastically rich people, and you spend your whole life trying to be as rich as them. And it doesn't work, because you weren't ordained to be in that bracket. Don't fight against the bracket with which you preordained. That's a real twist. It's like the famous Kotzka. You know the famous Kotzka? That's a good word. Do you know the Kotzka? If I... Yeah, go on, say it. Yeah, go on. I can't remember. It's brilliant, listen.
You and me.
Yeah. Go on, try. Can't remember. It's brilliant. If I am I, because you are you, and you are you, because I am I, then I am not I, and you are not you. But if I am I, because I am I, and you are you, because you are you, then I am I, and you are you. Don't try, I shouldn't become you, because that's not your tachlis in life. One said a beautiful idea, did it from Reb Zalman Michael. Any of you knew him? Reb Zalman Michael, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, was a whopping, whopping Talmud Chacham. And he made panasa by being the mashkiach in Rakuzans. He used to live in Gateshead, and he used to travel from Gateshead from Sunday till Thursday. And he used to be mashkiach in Rakuzans, but he would take his Gemara with him, and he spent hours and hours and hours learning as well. And he came back to Gateshead Koidel over Shabbos, and he learned together with us in Gateshead Koidel. And I remember one Shabbos, I was sitting next to him, and he told me the following vote, such a lovely idea. He says, there's a Mishnah in, I think it's Menachos. There's a Mishnah in Menachos which describes the picking of the olives from the olive trees. And the Mishnah's...
Pardon? The three grades.
I can't hear?
The three grades olives.
Good, go on.
Top, middle, and the bottom.
Very good. Yeah, there are three grades. Listen to this. The deal is absolutely phenomenal. There are three grades, pickings of every olive tree. Three times of pickings of every olive tree. You start with the top, because the top of the tree gets ripest earlier, because it's most exposed to the sun. So the first picking says that you take the olives, and you press the olives. And the first drop that comes out of the olive is purest, and that's fit for the menorah. The second drop is fit for the nachas. In other words, because it says Shem Zai Zoch, by the menorah, it has to be zoch. Therefore, you can only use the first drop of the pickings of the olives. The second drop is already all right for menachos, but posel for the menorah. That's rishon sheberishon. So that means rishon sheberishon, the first drop of the first picking, is good for the menorah. Sheni sheberishon, the second drop of the first picking, is posel for the menorah, and kosher for menachos. Then comes the second harvest, which is later on in the season. It's from the middle of the tree. There again, there's a Rishon, the first drop, and there's a second drop. Rishon, Sheba Rishon, of that second set of olives, yeah, is fit for the Menorah. Sheni, Sheba, sorry, Rishon, Sheba, Sheni, talk about Sheni now. Rishon, Sheba, Sheni is fit for the Menorah. Sheni, Sheba, Sheni is fit for the Menachos, but not for the Menorah. And then there's a third, again, Rishon, Sheba, Shlishi is fit for the Menorah. Sheni, Sheba, Shlishi is fit for Menachos. That means every second drop is not fit for the Menorah in all three pickings. Says the Gemara, here it comes. Says the Gemara, you should know that the quality of the Rishon Sheba Sheni is the same quality as the Sheni Sheba Rishon. Again, the Rishon Sheba Sheni, its quality of oil, because it's the second picking, it's lower down in the tree, and since it's lower down the tree, it doesn't get so much sun. So it's not as good quality. So the Rishon Sheba Sheni, yeah, is the same quality as the Sheni Sheba Rishon. So what's the kasha? That's right. If the Sheni Sheba Rishon is the same quality, if the Rishon Sheba Sheni is the same quality as the Sheni Sheba Rishon, and the Sheni Sheba Rishon is possible for the Menorah, then how comes that the Rishon Sheba Sheni is kosher for the Menorah? That's the kasha. What?
It's about the Rishon.
Yes, said Reb Zanva Michael. Beautiful idea. He says the Rabbi Nishraim doesn't expect anything but your best. And your best is fit for the Menorah. That's all the Rabbi shall expect. Your best. Isn't that a beautiful idea?
Mm-hmm. So it should be better.
What?
So it should be better. The Rishon Sheba Sheni should be better than the Sheni Sheba Rishon.
The fact that he uses the Menorah shows you that it's better.
So it's better.
Absolutely. Absolutely. But what's the lesson here? What's the lesson we're trying to tell? So the lesson that we're trying to learn from this week's Sedra and from all this Re'eh is that the Baal Shem doesn't expect more from you than your best. And you have been born with certain skill sets. That's the Baal Shem gave them to you. And, so, and that was preordained. And you were destined to be part of your frame of reference. Now go do your best within that frame of reference. The Rosh Hashanah doesn't expect anything more than you for the best. Don't try and be what you cannot be.
Rabbi Zisha said, the Rosh won't say, why isn't Rabbi Zisha at the Moshe Rabbeinu?
Correct.
The Rosh will say, why isn't Rabbi Zisha at Rabbi Zisha?
Correct. Correct. So you said it in one word, but I wanted to bring this lesson out from the Sedra. Is that okay? You get the idea, you get the message. I think it's time I have to stop. That's the message. Okay, just go ahead.
Well, there is a concept of tefillah. There is still a concept of tefillah.
Yeah.
So, in which case, you know,
help me to bring out my best.
Thank
you.
Right.